All right, it's Jeff Sweatman in the Corner Lounge here on 106.1 The Corner, and we are visiting in the Corner Lounge today before the show at the Southern tonight with Elizabeth and the Catapults. How's it going?
It's great. How are you?
Good to see you. Yeah, thanks for coming in and our cramped little studio here and making it work. You've got the keyboard.
Real
and
real cozy.
Yeah.
We like it that way, you know.
Definitely. Well,
to it.
Yeah, let's just get right into a song here and maybe introduce your bandmates. The band is a trio, but we've got two-thirds of the band
in
here with us.
Yeah, we couldn't fit every member into this room, but we do have Peter Lalish on guitar.
All right, so what song's up first?
This is going to be Race You.
I'm going to race you, race you, race you, race you back home. The sun's going down now, and I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. There's dirt on my skirt and pebbles stuck in my toes. Oh, which way should we go down? Nobody knows, nobody knows. I'm gonna race you back home. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Oh, I'm gonna race you back home. Step to the right, three the left. The moon's so high, the wind's so fast. Makes us feel like goddesses. One, two, three, set, ready, set, go. May heaven help you if you're slow. We're gonna run like bandits. Wild flames are chasing, racing, racing, racing back home. I'm gonna race you, race you, race you, race you back home. Oh, everyone's waiting. Your supper's gone cold, your supper's gone cold. Yeah, the table's ready, our sisters all in a row. They're waiting to kiss you. Tell me you've grown, my, how you've grown. I'm gonna race you back home. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Oh, I'm gonna race you back home. Wild flames are chasing, racing, 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 racing. I'm gonna race you back home, 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 home.
All right, there you go, Elizabeth and the Catapults in the Corner Lounge this afternoon before the show at the Southern tonight. And as we mentioned, the band is a three-piece from Brooklyn, and we've got two of the three fine folks from Elizabeth and the Catapult in here with us today. And I'll just get the first dumb question out of the way. Well, hopefully my only dumb question, but I'll just get it out of the way first is what
okay,
I meant.
Good.
Band name. Where does the Catapults come into things? I'm sure you've probably explained this many times, but I'm not sure I've ever heard the story.
I was reading James and the Giant Peach at the time, and I think that unconsciously had something to do with it. But our first album cover, like 4.5 long years ago, I had this image of this little girl with a slingshot, not a catapult, but a slingshot pointed at these paper cranes in the sky, and she was kind of mischievously looking around for trouble. And that ended up being our first album cover, and Pete actually put it together for us. He's the artist. And it just kind of stuck with us. Like, once we had the image, I was just like, you know, I think that this makes sense for our band name. And most people don't have any idea where it comes from and are completely baffled. But someone, a radio DJ the other day, said, I really love your name. And I said, oh, I think you're the first one that's ever said that.
No, I like that, having a little bit of mystery. And yeah. I was intrigued, too, the fact that you all had worked with Mike Mogus on this new...
We finished our... this is our debut album in that it was the first one that was distributed.
Right.
Verve put out this record for us, and they were kind enough to set us up with our favorite all-time producer right now to finish the record. We had about 5 or 6 songs that we recorded ourselves, and then we just finished the record with Mike, and we went to Omaha and had the time of our lives, so...
Yeah, because he kind of has his own little studio set up there, huh?
Yeah.
For folks that don't know, he's worked...
not so little, but it's pretty amazing.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, and...
kingdom.
Yeah, for me, being kind of an indie rock fiend, I've known about him for years with all the Saddle Creek stuff and Bright Eyes especially, but his profile has even gone up and up and up Monsters of Folk.
He did that right after we left, and we kept making these jokes that we need to stay in this... Can we just hang out a little bit longer and just like play Triangle? And I think we made the joke one too many times, so he didn't think it was funny anymore.
Time to go. That's funny. Well, and how did he find out about you then?
It was just through Verve. They just said who would be, you know, your top 5 producers, and he was there. So
very cool, and it all worked out.
Yeah.
So, and I noticed on the first single, It's All Our Children, in the title track to the album, you did a little work with Jim Eno on that.
Oh, yeah. Most people don't look enough into that.
I'm a big fan of Jim too.
Because we love Jim.
Not only as a drummer for Spoon, but as a producer. All the stuff he's produced
amazing.
Is, great.
He's so great. And we went to his house for just that track. And we just had such a fun time putting that together because he's a drummer, and he has a really rhythmic perspective on everything. It's just, he's so creative, and it's always about the groove, and he was just really creative with that song, and we had a great time. And he actually recorded via audio, which is Danny's other band,
before us,
and that's how we got hooked up with him. So it was just all friends and connections and
I love that
right
band.
People.
Yeah, I saw them at South by Southwest.
Oh, cool.
Yes. I didn't even put 2 and 2 together.
That's a drummer.
Nice. Well, we're talking with Elizabeth and the Catapult here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner before their show at the Southern tonight. Well, I'll ask you one last question here, but let's go ahead and get another song first. Which song's up next?
This is called Apathy.
Me, I wasn't staring at nothing for nothing. Oh, apathy, don't hypnotize me. Once upon a time, I thought I really stood for something much greater than my love. If I just took the time to stop all of my talking, maybe I'd remember what it was. Hypnotize me. Wake me up, I dare not sleep another hour. I'm waiting for the mission bell. My greatest fear is that I'll wait for you forever. Still I'll never hear the sound, but I can't let that happen now. No, 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 patronize me. This starry night is nothing like what I expected. I can't let it get under my skin. This is not the dream I long ago imagined. Then again, nothing ever is, ever is, ever is.
All right, Elizabeth and the Catapult here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. Thanks so much, y'all, for coming in. And
thanks for having us.
Making do with what little space we have here. We'll have a lot more room the next time you come back,
okay,
I promise.
Sounds good.
But I did want to ask one last thing, just kind of your highlight of this year, this 2009 so far. Maybe like someone you met or a show, a particularly big show you played, or a good Leonard Cohen story, maybe, since you cover Everybody Knows on the album. Did you get to see him live on this?
This is going to go out to Verve, because they put out one of his records, you know, as latest, and they all get free tickets to his shows. I have not gotten my free ticket to a Leonard Cohen show yet. Just putting it out there into the universe.
Yep.
I'd love to see that show. I hear it's amazing. I hear he's on the floor the whole time.
Yes.
actually, one of the most fun times that we've had on tour in the last couple months was we were just in Chicago last week, and we just had such an amazing show, and we had no idea that we had like a packed house, and we've only been there once, so that's just a really, really wonderful feeling. And then the sound system actually blew up in the middle of the show, and we had no sound system, and we were all really, really nervous and kind of bummed out because there was this huge audience for us. And then we ended up just doing the rest of it acoustic and like sitting, you know, on the edges of the stage and just keeping it really, really real.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word for it. And the audience was so supportive and amazing. It ended up being pretty magical, I think. So
that was
one of my best touring experiences so far.
Nice. Well, we look forward to the show at the Southern tonight. It's Elizabeth and the Catapult. Definitely check it out. Thanks again.
Thank you.